At the very beginning, I didn't take it seriously.
Like using English, you know, to earn money, basically. Mm-hmm. I've never had such illusions. Thank God.
Yes. We're very bad businessmen, I guess.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of our podcast where language enthusiasts talk about learning and stuff.
It's three of us here.
I'm Zoya.
I'm Taya.
And I'm Ksusha.
In this chaotic world, we're all in need of safe space to speak one's mind, love, and enjoy life.
Because that's the only way to stay sane while
zooming
through
chaos.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Zooming Through Chaos podcast. Today we have a solo podcast with only three of us, but it's a very important one because we have an anniversary.
Yay!
Yeah, our first anniversary.
Yes, we have been recording this podcast for a year now. Yes. And we would like to share our thoughts and feelings on that matter. Am I right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yes.
All right, okay. So, girls, what do you think of being a podcasters?
Yeah.
Actually creating a podcast for a year. Has anything changed for you? Have you gotten any insights, maybe?
Zoya? I know you've got a lot of changes, Zoya.
Me? A lot of changes?
Yeah. You told me about, you told us already. You remember?
Ah.
It seems that she doesn't.
I guess, like, having a podcast, recording a podcast, I guess taught me a lot. And that it's not, well, to be honest, it's not as unique as you might think, because I think a lot of people now do record podcasts, and there are so many of them on YouTube, so you're not that unique. Like, your content can be unique, and I think we're trying to do it, like, with our language enthusiast
approach.
Yes. Podcast. And I think it made me more disciplined, if it's even possible. I wasn't sure it was possible to make me more disciplined.
Even more.
Even more, yes. Mm-hmm. Sounds sad, I know. But yeah.
To me, not. It's like, sounds like.
But both. More disciplined.
It's the opposite for me.
Again, we have 3 points, like,
yes, we have different insights. Yes, and I'm really grateful that we decided on recording just one podcast every 2 weeks, as you can hear different stories on YouTube, how people started doing it, and it, like, something went viral, and then they, you know, quit their day job and started doing YouTube and podcast. Mm-hmm. I've never had such illusions, thank God. I was like, it's just going to be fun. I want to do it with my friends. I want to have fun. That's it. And this is what happened and continue happening. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we've lasted that long, to be honest.
Yeah, that's at least some milestone to acknowledge, I guess. Yeah, and when you were talking about the thing that you are glad that we are having this each episode every 2 weeks, I am so on board with you, because at the beginning when we just started it, I was thinking, no, we need to go once a week, and otherwise we will not, I don't know, have any impact or something. But right now, I'm so grateful for that. Like, thank you very much. Thanks, God.
Thank you, Zoya, for being so realistic. Yeah, about everything. We need that person.
yes. And because it's a lot of work. And yes, we have an editor who is the great help to us. Thank you very much. But still, it's a lot of work. It's not only recording, there are a lot of admin stuff, and we don't have any producer or director who helps us. Mm-hmm. So thanks God, we still can keep up with the schedule and have our jobs running, our errands in our life running, because the world is changing and everything is changing. And thanks God we can keep up with all of that. Yes.
And it is actually with like editing? No editing for me. Adding to your point about the world changing. And to be honest, our podcast is something consistent in all our lives. And it keeps us going.
Same.
Because when something happens, especially some bad stuff, you can like kind of turn to it and do it and kind of distract maybe yourself even for a bit. So like to stay sane, as we say in our intro.
Yes, you know. Exactly.
And also, guys, if you would like to know more about how our podcast actually like happened and how it started, we have a separate episode. So you can go and watch it. It's our number 10,
the host?
Right? The host, yes.
The host,
yeah,
yes.
Where we talk
yes.
more in detail. We are not going to go into more detail now, like how we started, etc. But I remember sharing some struggles there.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, the struggles still happen. Why? Because it's life. Life happens. We have some disagreements or just miscommunication, I think. At most times it's just like, I thought that and I thought this, and it's just like,
and I thought that you thought that.
yeah or this is like the main one. But I noticed that it happens not only between like among us but with other people too, and so it's totally normal again. But
that's true. Yes, Dai, I have a question to you. Did you have the same like high expectations at the beginning that we were supposed to go more often release the episodes, or for you it was okay from the very beginning and you haven't changed anything?
At the very beginning I didn't take it seriously. It was just another way to have fun with my friends and hang out. Then it turned out to be a hard work, even like a job that you take, and with and even without any earnings, you know, without any money,
you can
earn from that, and you also invest some money for.
Yes, we just pour money in, but we don't get any revenue.
Yes,
we're very bad businessmen, I guess.
Of course, I thought that okay, if we are on board for a long time, like on track, and we can make it, we can monetize that, and I guess it's one of our aims nowadays. The next step to get a boosty or something like this. Am I right?
Well, I guess so.
I guess it's one of the steps that we want to introduce in our podcast, not actually to monetize it, but to get rich or stuff, because I guess we are not at that level yet, maybe. But just as we have mentioned, that we invest in the platforms and in paying the editor, we would love to have some help with it. And I see it as a thank you, not like.
That's okay. So, one of my next steps again as well is to invite our editor Ksenia, in order to make a German episode of the podcast. But it didn't happen in March. I don't know why. Maybe. We both were a bit like busy with our own
clash
stuff.
Of schedules, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's
but
why.
But can you explain why you would like to have her in your like German segment stuff?
Yes, because she speaks German. First
quite
of all.
Quite fluently.
So she's good
quite
at that.
Fluently, yeah. And she lives in Germany. And I'm very interested. I'm missing that communication to people who live in Germany. I don't know. I don't want to move there, but I really miss communicating to people from abroad. And I was very glad when we had this episode with Nastya, the software engineer, and the other guest.
Yulia?
Nastya? No, Yulia?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, Nastya was a lot of insights. So these episodes with guests, this is something I initially wanted. Yeah, you know, I wanted, yes, let's invite some guests. And there was no, maybe not. Maybe later.
Later, not straight ahead or whatever.
Yeah. But you remember, I wanted to play, from the very beginning when you're like...
which actually we have been doing because we have the trilogy of the game. And you also can watch it in our previous episodes if you are interested.
Like, now you're saying like... I refused all the ideas. But then if you think of the ideas for the games, actually, you know what? Most of them are mine. So like, you know what?
No, I'm just saying that you united this once. I'm not saying.
I think I don't remember being really against it. I have a tendency of like being against something when I don't understand how it might work in the context. That's true. I admit that. But then when we kind of covered all the, let's say, serious stuff about like teaching and like learning too at the beginning, like our first 10 episodes, these are like, I'd say serious. Like we had fun recording them for sure. But it was like more our like expertise as teachers and learners, because we've been doing it both of these things for a long time. So we've got a lot to say. But then we were like, let's play. And we started playing, and I really love it. These are one of my favorite episodes ever, us playing. And going back to guests, like we've had three guests in our like three, and I cannot count obviously. So anyways, we've had three guests on, and to be honest, I couldn't be more thrilled with the set of guests we've had because they are very different. They have something in common, but mostly they're just different. They're from different locations, but it's not the main, like, you know, not the main thing about our guests that they're from different places, but it's just fun. And they all have and had something to say about languages and learning, and this is what is important for me as a podcaster, as a host, and I really enjoyed it. And I, even if you ask me like, do you have a favorite guest, I do not, because I cannot choose. They are all amazing.
Yes
I can choose a favorite episode, and actually if you want we can do that. I can, but not the guests are amazing as they are.
Okay, if you started the challenge, let's do that. What is the favorite episode that you have?
You can guess. What's my favorite episode of all?
I guess that's the words. No?
Yes. I've been pushing this episode since it came out.
Actually, it also came to my mind the first. So I guess we share it.
Is it yours too?
Yeah, I guess so.
Cool. Taya, what's your favorite episode?
I don't know, I like them all.
Oh, come on. Come be a good sport.
You can say it's your German episode.
Yeah, you can say Japanese episode.
I don't know, maybe my German episode. But it's not like, it's not perfect, it's not cool, but...
You just enjoyed it still.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy it doing it that. It
doesn't need to be perfect to be your favorite.
Yes, that's
like
true.
Words was actually a mess.
Oh no, I actually also love the one with Japanese, because of that interaction that somehow appeared with you and me being different kinds of students, because that was so fun. So I also loved this one. It was great.
Yeah,
and if we talk about the guests, I agree with you. I cannot choose one favorite because it's just different sides. And that's actually what changed for me during the year of that we have this podcast, because at the beginning we were discussing, when we were creating the first episode, we were talking about language enthusiasts, and I didn't quite get what we wanted to do with it, what we wanted to say with being a language enthusiast. But as you mentioned, Zoya, when we covered this episodes of serious stuff about teaching and learning, and when we started doing all the games and guests and kind of broadened the, I don't know, formats, I guess, in here, I started to get the grasp of what we meant by a language enthusiast. And right now I find myself getting like, ooh, that would be a sign of a language enthusiast, or ooh, this is me being a language enthusiast. And for now, for me, it wasn't at the beginning only for fun, because I wanted to kind of share something good with the world. And I thought at the beginning that it would be something about teaching and stuff along our first episodes. But now for me, maybe the goal will be to share different stories, and that's why I'm eager to have more guests on our podcast, because they show different stories and different interactions with the languages. And for me, this is something, nothing short of a miracle, because it shows that there are a number, like an endless number of options how you can get somewhere and how you can learn what can work for you. And it shows actually individual approach to each story. That's for somebody it was, oh my god, this is my favorite chef, so I'm starting watching it in the foreign language. For somebody it was, okay, that sounds cool, it's fun, what would it be like to what will it sound in my head if I have the other one? And it can be endless way of possibilities, endless ways for why people get into that. And I'm really curious of seeing more stories like this.
Yeah, true. I agree. And also, I like how we are like with different guests, because it's not like we have masks or something, but we get different insights and we share different stories. So it's not like I share the same story with all of our guests. They just... I don't know, like, spark something in me, and I remember some stuff and I want to share it, or I can relate to them in different ways. And this way I also like it. And I also can agree that I think, okay, I'll speak for myself. I didn't have a clue about what our content would be at the beginning. And I think even, like, I don't remember, did we call ourselves language enthusiasts in our first episode?
Maybe it wasn't the second, because we started to record the intro.
Yeah. But we don't have language enthusiasts in the intro.
Really? But it was somewhere really really early on.
Yeah, it was. But not, like, I don't remember. And I want to say that, yes, we don't remember when it all started. But it started kind of organically. It worked its way through into our, like, the way we talk about ourselves very organically, and we all like agreed for once very I'm joking immediately, like, oh yeah, sure. And then I will forever remember, I think, how in our, I think, New Year's resolutions episode, like first this year, where the one we recorded, I kind of was into minds about what language I would like to learn next. And I was like, why do I need this? Why do I need that? And Xush was, why do I need any reasons? You are a language enthusiast. And I'm like, oh, wait a second, I am. And yeah, and then you know what? I don't think, and we mentioned that, I don't think we coined the term. It's been around for a long time. But to be honest, now I'm starting to see more and more content on like language enthusiasts, and I'm like, who did it first? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There is place for everybody on YouTube or on, you know, platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I'm really glad that we have it. It's not like our, like, not all our episodes are supposed to be about, like, learning languages or teaching languages or, like, being language enthusiasts. It can be, like, as with our guests, it can be about psychology, it can be about English being your business partner. What did Yulia say about your English? Like, using English, you know, to earn money, basically, or, like, to learn it, to immigrate or something. So it doesn't have to be this, but I like that we have it.
We actually, if you're interested in where it came from, I remember that we have the episode that is actually called Language Enthusiast.
Yes, actually.
So
we do.
You can watch this one as well.
Maybe this is where we started.
No, I think we started to use it in descriptions of our episodes first.
Yeah, that was there. But again, I don't know.
Lines a little bit blurred over here.
Yes. Yes, just a bit.
And I also wanted to mention that over the year, the ease with which I can talk, I was having a conversation, the podcast came to me, and I can do it right now really easily, and I don't need to kind of concentrate and
I don't know.
Like this. I actually am very chill about that. I guess it just took time, because at the beginning it was, oh my god, I don't know. I'm kind of not even embarrassed, but shy to say that. But now it is such a part of my weekly routine that, we've had a guest here. Did it happen the same with you girls?
I know that Taya has never had any problems of sharing that she has been doing podcasts with us, because she is actually the reason why we do have people in our Telegram channel, because she spread the word the most, I think. Like, because I, to be honest, spread it very little, and not because like I'm shy or something. It's just like it doesn't come naturally into conversation somehow, I don't know. But like, Xuxa spread the word, Taya spread the word also.
And Taya did it more than me, yes.
Yeah, because I guess Taya has never had any issues of like, here's something I'm doing. Have a look.
Join us.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so. But I guess Xuxa was talking about like being shy during the recordings or something like that.
No, she said about spreading the word about
telling
the podcast.
Yes. Yes, yeah.
Other
okay.
People.
Maybe I did it wrong. All right. Yeah. Then Zoya explained it.
Can't relate. Yeah.
I'm all
but
right.
Actually, a topic about like speaking on camera basically might have been an issue
that
for
is
me.
That is where I was shy in the
seriously?
Very beginning.
Didn't show it a tiny bit.
I'm quite shy like talking in front of like the
audience.
The audience, no, the audience is okay. I don't know, among
no, guys,
friends,
you're not the audience
even
like
during our check-ins. I'm not that talkative, and you remember that I think
it just takes you
so
more
much.
Time maybe
to warm up. Yeah, I just wanted to agree with you. It seems to me that you just need some more time to warm up, but once you have started, that's very easy. Maybe.
You never
There's
shut
no
up.
Way of shutting you up. Yeah.
That were not my words.
Ty doesn't mind, I know her.
Yeah, but most of all, I'm just silent and I'm not shy. The silent one.
But it's also like, I think, and I watch a lot of podcasts, and actually several of them are with three hosts, and or just like two hosts and like a guest, so it's like still three people recording, and it's just kind of normal or even organic when one person or two people are like more talkative than like the third one. But then as something comes up in the conversation that is interesting for the third one, then it's their time to shine. Why not?
So like shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. So I don't see it as a problem, and I hope Ty is not like, I know, miserable about it, that
no,
she doesn't have enough time or something. Okay,
I'm okay. When I'm in charge, I talk a lot. You know, my German episode, I talk the
exactly. Yes, like you weren't just there sitting and waiting for your guests to talk. You actually, yes, exactly, took charge. Maybe Ty is more comfortable in German.
She actually told that. Ty, am I right?
With women? You mean?
It's a different topic. No, are you more comfortable with German? Like talking more in German maybe than in English?
Yes. Yes, that's true. Definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
But still, okay. It's okay. I don't know. I do want to speak more German.
And record more episodes in German.
And I'm planning that.
Mm-hmm. I still remember that I promised Spanish episodes.
Oh, yes. And now you said it on camera.
And they record a couple of episodes in Spanish. Spanish.
And we're gonna
I said it the second time. No, wait. I said it the second time because the first time
we're still waiting.
Yes, in the resolutions. The year has not ended yet, so I'm
okay, it's not almost anyways. Actually, to make like kind of like recount, if I can call it that, of our episodes. So that episode that we're recording now is gonna be our 24th?
Fourth?
Yeah?
I think
25th?
Give me a second. It will be 24th. Yes.
24th. Great. So far we've had 10 episodes, just audio. Then mm-hmm. 14, including this one, video.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've had 3 guests. We've had mm-hmm. 1 German episode with Ty and her guest. We've had one book episode about reading,
yes.
And with me. Mm-hmm. And what, anything else? And like a lot of playing.
And a lot of playing, yes. But I think we are just in seasons. The first, like, seasons, like, of life of mm-hmm. our podcast. The first season of was the serious stuff, as you
yes.
told us.
Mm-hmm.
The second season is all the games. And judging that...
One?
Judging, I guess the next one will be the third one, because judging by the plans of more German, more Spanish, and episodes with guests, we are kind of...
Expanding into our language enthusiast era, finally.
Yes, yeah. Yes, finally.
Okay. I don't mind it. I really like it.
And we've got Japanese as well.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
yes, we've got one episode
but...
about Japanese. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I really enjoyed it.
We are
too.
Already spreading.
Spreading.
Enthusiasm.
It's good that you like kind of decided to add the word there because you're spreading the enthusiasm. Yes. Because as teachers, we've been spreading the languages, you know, mm-hmm. knowledge. And now mm-hmm. we're spreading the enthusiasm. Okay.
Yes. Towards languages.
Yeah. So what's in store for us, guys? Do you have any... Like, okay, Taya shared that she would like to have more episodes in German with guests. We all would like to have more episodes with guests. Ksusha would like to record Spanish episodes. No pressure. I would like to record a couple of episodes of on books and reading, mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. sharing something about languages, possibly. Anything else?
So we have been thinking of getting more or less monetized, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So we are thinking about getting the donations. And
yeah, we would like to feel appreciation.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, because I actually, with it's also one shift that has happened to me, that I started to think and I started to understand that all the content that I am consuming actually takes time and effort to produce. So I find myself seeking how to share my gratitude. How to show my gratitude to the creator. Yes, the easiest way we have already discussed is just to subscribe, to like, because it's already shown.
Leave the comment
below. Leave the comment below, yes. It helps. I know that it really helps to see the interaction with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to find myself looking for the ways how I can really pay respects to the creator if I am consuming this content
mm-hmm.
quite often. For example, I really love the YouTube channel Cinema Therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been toying with the idea to actually get their patron, yes, to
mm-hmm.
donate them on Patreon, just because I love their show so much. I don't actually care if they give me some extra content over there. I just want to show that I am really grateful for the content they create. And this way, we kind of organically came to the idea that we would love to have it another way around, so people can show their gratitude to us. Yes, I understand that we're not making like tons of content, but we still pour our energy and souls in that, and I guess it shows something.
Yeah. And speaking of the audience, we've had a kind of like interaction with our audience throughout our first year of podcasting, because we've had people commenting below our videos. We had them just writing their feedback or texting their feedback to us if like we are familiar with these people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's nice. Then I think we were like taking something into account. I think somebody commented something on our like technical side of it, and I think we've kind of like rethought something
mm-hmm.
even about that. So like
mm-hmm.
any feedback is kind of good for us, because again, it's been a year, but I don't see myself as like a professional podcaster or whatever it means.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a lot to learn, and it's an ever changing industry or
mm-hmm,
thing
mm-hmm.
with podcasting. So yeah, any feedback is good, like likes or all the comments, all the views, like thank you guys, it's amazing just for like being there and taking time in your day or night to watch our content. Yeah we really appreciate it. I think I can speak for all of us.
Yes for sure. And it really helps you going, because as we have mentioned, there are still some hiccups that we
yeah.
experience from time to time. And this feedback that we get, it helps us to overcome all these
mm-hmm.
hiccups and keep going.
Yeah. For me, like the best feedback, again, I don't want to say some are worse, some best, but for me, the best one is when people say, oh, I just watched the episode and I laughed out loud, or I had fun, or I like played along with you. And I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
this is so nice. Or even if people are like, oh, and I learned something, you know, like, and I actually had a student and we discussed one of our episodes in our lesson. And I was like, wow, this is like
cool.
a way to go, because we had an episode of our like emotional baggage or something along the lines. And she decided to watch that one, and she's like, oh, and I can relate. And she shared her like side of this story. I was like, this is fun. That will be it. So we've been really enjoying recording this podcast and having fun, and we know that it's been fun for some of you too. So
yes, don't be afraid to share that with
yes,
us.
We appreciate every comment, every like, every view, every listen on our platforms where you can also access our podcast.
Yes, it's true. It's still there and will be there for the time being. For the eternity, yes. Yeah, so we really appreciate all the feedback we get, all the views, all the comments. Thank you very much for keeping with us and going.
Being patient with us too.
Being patient with us too, yes, because as Zoya mentioned, we are no professionals and we still have much to learn. But as long as we enjoy the ride, I guess that will be okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Subscribe, like, leave a comment below. And if you want to help us, you know, move forward, we're going to have something like Boosie, I hope. Or you can share your appreciation with us.
So, keep shining, I wanted to say. No. Yeah, it's another one. So, thank you very much for watching yet another episode of our podcast. Thank you for staying with us and see you in the next one.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.